The winter winds moved gently across the vast lands of Ashbourne Estate, carrying whispers through the ancient halls where silence had lived for many years. At the center of that magnificent estate was Duke Nathaniel Ashbourne, a man admired by society, yet unknown by almost everyone who claimed to know him. At 33 years old, Nathaniel possessed everything a gentleman of the Victorian era could desire. He held a respected title, a fortune that stretched beyond imagination, and a family name that opened every door in England. Yet behind the elegance of his black coats and composed expressions lived a man who felt strangely invisible. The world saw the Duke of Ashbourne as a powerful figure who needed nothing and no one. They mistook his quiet nature for arrogance and his reserved manner for coldness. Few understood that Nathaniel had simply learned to protect his heart. After losing his parents when he was young, he had inherited not only the estate, but also the heavy responsibility of carrying a name surrounded by expectations. Many people approached him because of his wealth, hoping to gain influence through his kindness. Over time, Nathaniel began believing that affection was always connected to something he could provide. Love, to him, was a beautiful idea meant for other people. He watched gentlemen around him find companionship and happiness, but whenever conversations turned toward marriage, he quietly removed himself. He believed no lady would ever choose the man beneath the title. They might admire the Duke, but they would never love Nathaniel. Miles away from the loneliness of his estate lived Duchess Estelle Whitmore, a 25-year-old woman whose presence brought warmth wherever she went. She was admired throughout society for her grace, intelligence, and gentle spirit. Unlike many members of the aristocracy, Estelle did not measure people by their reputation or possessions. She noticed the details others ignored. For years, she had observed Nathaniel from a distance. While others spoke about his wealth, she noticed his compassion. She saw how he quietly supported struggling families in his villages without seeking recognition. She noticed how he treated servants with respect, and how he spent long evenings reading alone in the library. To society, he was a lonely duke. To Estelle, he was a good man who had forgotten his own worth. Her feelings grew silently because she understood something others did not. Nathaniel was not heartless. He was simply a person who had spent too long convincing himself that he was impossible to love. Their paths crossed again during a winter gathering at the estate of a respected noble family. Nathaniel arrived expecting another evening of polite conversations and meaningless compliments. He had grown accustomed to smiling for appearances while feeling disconnected inside. Then he saw Estelle. She was not surrounded by people seeking her attention. Instead, she stood near a window, quietly appreciating the snowfall outside. When their eyes met, Nathaniel expected the usual respectful distance reserved for a duke. But Estelle smiled as though she was meeting an old friend. Their conversation began with simple words, yet Nathaniel found himself surprised by how easily he spoke with her. She did not ask about his lands or his influence. She asked about his interests, his thoughts, and the things that brought him peace. For the first time in years, Nathaniel felt someone was speaking to him instead of his title. That evening stayed in his mind long after the carriage returned him to Ashbourne Estate. He wondered why Estelle's presence felt different from everyone else's. Around her, he did not feel like a powerful duke. He felt like an ordinary man who could finally breathe. Still, his doubts remained stronger than his hope. A woman like Estelle belonged to a world filled with admiration and beauty. Nathaniel believed she deserved someone brighter, someone less damaged, someone who had not spent years hiding from happiness. He convinced himself that whatever kindness she showed was only her naturally generous heart, nothing more. As the days passed, their meetings became more frequent. They spoke in gardens, exchanged letters about books, and shared quiet moments that slowly created a bond neither of them expected. Nathaniel began looking forward to the moments when Estelle appeared, though he refused to admit why. Her laughter softened the emptiness of his home, and her words reached places inside him that he had kept locked away. Yet every time hope appeared, fear followed. Nathaniel had spent so many years believing he was unworthy of love that accepting affection felt almost impossible. He could face enemies, responsibilities, and challenges without hesitation, but the possibility of being truly cared for frightened him more than anything. Estelle saw the sadness hidden behind his calm expression. She wanted him to understand what she already knew. The man everyone overlooked was the man she admired most. But Nathaniel remained unaware that the woman who seemed far beyond his reach had already chosen him in her heart. And as winter continued over Ashbourne Estate, two hearts moved closer together, while only one of them understood the quiet beginning of their love. The coming days would test whether Nathaniel could overcome the doubts that had controlled his life for so long. For Estelle, the greatest challenge was not winning his affection, but convincing him that he was worthy of the devotion she had carried silently within since beginning. The morning mist settled over Ashbourne Estate, covering the gardens with a quiet beauty that reflected the hidden emotions within its walls. Since the winter gathering where Nathaniel Ashbourne had met Duchess Estelle Whitmore again, something within the lonely Duke had begun to change. He still carried the same reserved expression, still walked through the grand halls with measured steps, yet the silence around him no longer felt as comforting as before. For years, Nathaniel had convinced himself that solitude was easier than disappointment. He had built invisible walls around his heart, believing they protected him from pain. But Estelle's presence had created small openings in those walls, allowing feelings he had buried for years to return. Their conversations became the most peaceful moments of his days. They discussed literature, music, and the simple beauty of nature. Estelle never attempted to impress him with wealth or status. Instead, she spoke with honesty and warmth, making Nathaniel forget that he was a duke and reminding him that he was simply a man. However, the more he enjoyed her company, the more frightened he became. Nathaniel could understand duty. He could manage responsibilities, estates, and expectations placed upon his shoulders. Love was different. Love required trust, and trust was something he had struggled to offer anyone. Estelle noticed the conflict hidden behind his calm eyes. She saw how he would become distant after moments of closeness, as if he suddenly remembered that happiness was something he did not deserve. One afternoon, while walking through the estate gardens, Estelle gently asked why he always seemed ready to leave whenever a conversation became personal. Nathaniel looked toward the fading sunlight and answered quietly, "Because people often admire what they see from a distance. They rarely remain when they discover what is hidden beneath." His words saddened her because she understood the truth behind them. Nathaniel did not fear losing love. He feared that love would eventually discover his imperfections and disappear. Estelle wanted to tell him that she had already seen his struggles, his loneliness, and his fears. She had seen the man behind the title, and that was the man she cared for. Yet she remained patient, hoping that one day he would allow himself to believe her feelings were genuine. As their bond grew stronger, society began noticing their closeness. At gatherings, whispers followed them. Some admired the possibility of a union between two respected noble families, while others questioned why a young and admired duchess would spend so much time with a man known for his isolation. Nathaniel heard those conversations, but he misunderstood them. He believed people were reminding Estelle that she deserved someone better. A gentleman younger than him. A man who could offer laughter and excitement. Someone untouched by the sadness that had followed Nathaniel throughout his life. Instead of seeing Estelle's affection, he saw reasons why she would eventually leave. Meanwhile, Estelle struggled with her own emotions. She had spent so long quietly caring for Nathaniel that she had forgotten how difficult it was to love someone who constantly doubted himself. She wanted to reach his heart, but she could not force him to open a door he had spent years locking. One evening, Nathaniel invited Estelle to the library, the place where he spent most of his lonely nights. The room was filled with old books, candlelight, and memories of a life spent alone. He showed her a collection of letters from his parents, explaining how their love had once inspired him. But after losing them, he had feared that happiness was temporary, and that every beautiful thing eventually disappeared. Estelle listened carefully, realizing that Nathaniel's greatest wound was not loneliness itself. It was the belief that he was destined to experience it forever. "You speak as though love is something meant for everyone except you," she said softly. Nathaniel looked away. "Perhaps some people are simply not meant to be chosen." The words remained between them like a painful confession. Estelle wanted to answer immediately. She wanted to tell him that she had chosen him long ago. But something in his expression stopped her. He was not rejecting her. He was protecting himself. The following days became more difficult. Nathaniel began creating distance, convincing himself that it was the honorable thing to do. He reduced their meetings and avoided moments where his feelings became impossible to ignore. Estelle felt the change instantly. The warmth that had slowly grown between them began fading, leaving behind the same emptiness Nathaniel had always known. One evening, she found him near the estate gates preparing to leave for several weeks on a personal matter. The realization that he was escaping rather than facing his feelings hurt more than she expected. "Are you leaving because you no longer wish for my company?" she asked. Nathaniel looked at her, his expression filled with conflict. "No," he admitted. "I am leaving because your company has become the one thing I cannot imagine losing." For a moment, neither spoke. Estelle finally understood that beneath his fear was a love he was too afraid to accept. But before either of them could reveal the truth they carried, Nathaniel turned away, leaving her with unanswered feelings and a question that remained between their hearts. Could a man who never believed he was worthy of love finally accept the devotion of the woman who had loved him all along? The answer remained hidden beneath the quiet moments they shared and the fears they carried separately. Estelle knew patience would be required, but she also knew her feelings were not a passing admiration. Nathaniel had become the person whose happiness mattered to her more than any expectation society could place upon her. Yet the Duke still stood at the edge of accepting the very thing he had secretly longed for, a love that asked for nothing except his honest heart and presence. The days ahead would reveal whether he could let someone stay beside him without fear. The morning after Nathaniel's departure from Ashbourne Estate arrived with a strange emptiness that even the servants noticed. The halls remained elegant, the gardens remained beautiful, and the library still carried the scent of old books, yet something important seemed missing. For the first time, Nathaniel understood that loneliness was not simply the absence of people. It was the absence of the one person who had made the world feel less distant. During his time away, he attempted to convince himself that leaving had been the correct decision. He focused on his duties, reviewed estate matters, and occupied his mind with endless responsibilities. However, every quiet evening reminded him of Estelle's gentle voice and the comfort he felt whenever she was near. He had spent years believing that protecting his heart meant avoiding pain. Now he realized it had also prevented him from experiencing happiness. Meanwhile, Duchess Estelle Whitmore continued her days with grace, but the brightness she carried for others became harder to maintain. She did not regret caring for Nathaniel, yet she struggled with the sadness of knowing that the man she loved believed her affection could not possibly be real. Estelle had never wanted his title, his estate, or the admiration that came with his name. She had wanted the quiet gentleman who listened carefully, who showed kindness when no one was watching, and who carried a gentle heart beneath his serious appearance. Weeks passed before fate brought them together again at a winter charity gathering. Nathaniel had returned to England and attended only because his responsibilities required his presence. He expected another evening of formal conversations, but the moment he entered the room, his attention searched for one person: Estelle. When he saw her, he realized distance had changed nothing. If anything, it had revealed how deeply she had become part of his life. They exchanged polite greetings, but both felt the unspoken emotions between them. Nathaniel noticed the sadness in her eyes and understood that his absence had hurt her. For once, instead of hiding behind silence, he allowed himself to feel the consequences of his actions. Later that evening, Nathaniel found Estelle in the quiet garden outside the gathering. The cold air surrounded them, but neither wished to leave. "I owe you an apology," Nathaniel said. Estelle looked at him calmly. "For leaving? For believing I knew what was best for both of us?" His honesty surprised her. Nathaniel admitted that he had spent his entire life expecting people to leave. He had prepared himself for disappointment so completely that he never considered the possibility of someone choosing to stay. "I thought I was protecting you from my unhappiness," he confessed. "But perhaps I was only protecting myself from discovering that I could be loved." Estelle's expression softened, because those words revealed the truth she had always seen. Nathaniel was not a man without love. He was a man afraid to accept it. "I never asked you to become someone else," she replied. "I only wanted you to let me know the person you already are." Her words remained with him long after the evening ended. For the first time, Nathaniel began questioning the belief that had controlled his life. Maybe he was not impossible to love. Maybe the problem was not that others failed to see him, but that he had refused to allow himself to be seen. Their relationship slowly began again, but this time Nathaniel no longer hid behind his title or his fears. He allowed Estelle to see his doubts, his hopes, and even the memories that caused him pain. The change was subtle, yet everyone around him noticed it. The Duke, who once walked through his estate like a stranger, began spending more time among the people who depended on him. The man who rarely smiled began finding reasons to laugh. The heart that had remained closed for years slowly opened, because one woman had been patient enough to wait. Still, one final fear remained within Nathaniel. He believed Estelle deserved certainty. He worried that one day she would realize she had chosen a man too burdened by his past. So, beneath the moonlight in the gardens of Ashbourne Estate, Nathaniel finally spoke the words he had feared most. "I love you," he said quietly, "but I need you to know that I am not the perfect man society imagines. I carry regrets, fears, and wounds that may never completely disappear." Estelle stepped closer and smiled. "Neither of us is perfect," she answered. "But love was never about finding perfection. It was about finding someone whose heart feels like home." Those words broke the final barrier between them. Nathaniel finally understood that Estelle had not loved him because he was a duke. She had loved him because he was Nathaniel, the man behind the title, the person he had spent years hiding from the world. Their marriage became a quiet celebration of two people who had found something rare. It was not a romance built on admiration from afar, but on understanding, patience, and acceptance. Ashbourne Estate transformed with time. The once silent halls carried laughter. The library where Nathaniel had spent countless lonely evenings became a place where they shared conversations together. The gardens that had witnessed his solitude became the place where they walked side by side. Nathaniel never forgot the years he spent believing he would never be chosen. But now, every day beside Estelle reminded him of the truth he had struggled to accept. Sometimes love does not arrive with grand promises or perfect circumstances. Sometimes it quietly waits, hidden in the heart of someone who has always seen the beauty you failed to recognize in yourself. And for the lonely Duke who once believed no lady would ever choose him, the greatest surprise of his life was discovering that the most remarkable woman he had ever known had already chosen him long before he understood he was worthy of being loved forever and completely.